Listening in is Kate Baddock. Some general practices will have to cut back medical staff, saying a government promise of a further $22 million of COVID-19 funding has been withheld. Since the outbreak of the virus, the Medical Association, which represents doctors, says general practices nationwide have been given two payments, one of $15 million, another of $22 million from the government to help with the associated costs of the pandemic. That includes help towards the costs of moving to virtual doctor consultations and the purchase of PPE gear. They have, of course, lost a lot of income as well. A further $22 million was expected this week, but in a statement, Health Minister David Clark has said further assistance beyond the $37 million of support already paid was still being decided. Dr. Kate Baddock is the chair of the New Zealand Medical Association, a GP in Warkworth. She says the withheld payment is a blow to many GP practices. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
So there had been agreements over those two previous payments. I remember talking especially around the time of the very rapid transition to virtual consulting and the upfront capital costs of that. What's happened since with negotiations over support?
Well, we understood that there would be basically $45 million over 4 weeks to sustain general practice during a time of incredible change and stress and complete reversal of our normal activity. So we understood that that package would be forthcoming. The cabinet was meant to meet on a particular date and actually met a few days later. So the first tranche of that, which was the $11 million per week for the first 2 weeks, came out as a single payment. And then there was the expectation that there would be another $22 million for the next 2 weeks that would then be forthcoming. And that has not eventuated. And we have been told, as you have, that that is on hold. And we do not know whether it will in fact be coming. And of course, general practice has been operating under the expectation that that money would be coming.
Explain again why there is such financial stress on the private GP practices.
Look, New Zealand general practice is a very constrained business. In some ways, people say, oh, well, it's just private business, you know, subject to normal supply and demand. There is nothing further from the truth. New Zealand general practice does operate as small business, but in a market which is not a free market. Health is not a commodity. And we are controlled in terms of our co-payment limits so that people don't pay as much for healthcare as they do in many other countries. And at the same time, the amount of support we have from the government has been less and less on a relative basis to that co-payment over the last decade. So general practice has been getting squeezed financially for the last decade, and the impact of COVID, the need to go virtual, the need to be caring for the safety of our staff and for our patients, and to try through all of that continue to provide the quality health care that New Zealanders expect and deserve, has been virtually an impossible task. And that is why we have such a problem right now.
You're not getting those patient payments because you've gone virtual. You're not getting ACC payments because people aren't out getting injured. This is the perverse incentive, isn't it, at a time like this? I understand the Royal College did a survey of practices across the country, 1,000,
yes,
employing 5,000 GPs, and 900 GPs responded. They're reporting losing jobs completely or having hours cut back. Again, as I was alluding to earlier, are we looking at professionals who are part of a global shortage in normal times actually losing their jobs?
Yes, we are. We are in danger of not having the workforce that we will need and do need now, but we'll need even more when we come out of lockdown. So we have a problem that at the moment is perverse. We have gone virtual. There is therefore, although virtual consultations are being charged, many are not charging perhaps the normal amount because they understand that many of the patients actually don't have jobs currently. So there's a deferment of payment which is going on. But unfortunately, a general practice operates on a cash flow basis. So if people don't pay at the time of their consultations, then there is a huge gap in the ability to then pay our staff. They're very closely linked, and I don't know that the New Zealand public understands that particularly well. So with a delay, a deferment in payment for consultations, which are virtual, then it's leaving general practice cash-strapped, very much so. And also, there is a feeling out there amongst many of our patients that they don't want to burden an already very busy health system. Ironically, it's not that busy because we don't have that many COVID cases. And they are perceiving their various concerns in this environment as not being as important as they should be. They need to be thinking that their, whatever it is, their pain, their lump, their whatever, is actually not going to go away and should be dealt with still. And so apart from all the other considerations, I would actually implore all the people who are listening to not sit at home wondering about the problems that they have and thinking maybe I shouldn't be bothering the doctor or overburdening the health system. We do need to hear from you. General practice is open for business in a virtual sense, and we do need to know, because if we don't know now, we're going to be overwhelmed when we come out of level 3 and level 4, and we won't be able to cope. So we do need to know about those people now so that we can actually deal with their problems now.
Kate, I've seen a figure, I think it might be from one of your articles, that virtually overnight, the number of consultations, whether virtual or in person, plummeted by 50 to 80% within days. Is that the size of it?
Yes, that is the size of it. And even now, although there has been some improvement in numbers, people have started to ring in a little bit more than they had in those first days and first couple of weeks. We are still well below our capacity to consult with patients, because they really do have this concern that in the greater scheme, their problems are not worthy of being consulted with, and believe me, they are.
A statement from the Ministry of Health talks about the previous two rounds of funding that we've discussed. $22.4 million was paid to general practices in the last 10 days, including a waiting for rural practices to support general practice during levels 3 and 4. What it says now is that the Ministry is currently providing advice to Cabinet to ensure there's an appropriate process to consider all funding requests from the health and disability system, etc. What had you been told about a third payment, about the next $22 million? Had it been promised?
It had been indicated and it was expected. I would say that it had not been promised, but there was absolutely the expectation that it would be forthcoming. And many practices had been functioning and working toward level 3 and level 2 subsequently on the expectation that that money would be coming through so that we would be able to retain particularly contracted doctors, so that they would be there when the expected deluge back into general practice does occur. Because some of the things that have been occurring that we are not yet seeing but is about to be a problem is that with all elective surgery having been deferred, with outpatient appointments either cancelled or deferred or declined, then we have a very significant number of people at home in the community suffering with various conditions that in an ordinary time would have been seen already in the hospital settings and would have perhaps already undergone whatever operations they require. Now, that is not happening, and all these people are going to need our help going forward, and they are going to need to be put back into the system to be seen and to be evaluated and to be operated on. And that is all extra work which is going to be necessary in general practice. And we need to be ready for that, but we can't maintain what we have and be ready for that without this additional funding which should be coming through.
I thank you again for your time. Kate Baddock of the GPs Association, Chair of the New Zealand Medical Association, I beg your pardon, also a GP in Warkworth, as well as the response I read earlier from the Ministry of Health. From the Minister's office, we have a response that again recaps what has been paid and then says the Ministry and I are currently discussing with GPs leadership what further funding may be required. We'll provide further detail when those discussions have progressed. A little earlier also, I mentioned that the Cancer Society, I mentioned there were issues with people trying to get to cancer treatments at the moment. Many district health boards are not using or providing their transport services, or they are reduced. And the Cancer Society, of course, has many drivers who are over 70 who can't really be doing it at the moment. It's recruiting drivers to fill the gap left by volunteers aged over 70, many of whom have supported cancer patients for years and won't be able to return even under level 2. So if you'd like to support the Cancer Society with a donation of your time or money, you can call 0800 Cancer or visit cancernz.org.nz. It would seem like a really good piece of volunteering to be doing.